Welcome to this brief audio introduction to the poems of King David in Alan Sullivan's new metrical translation. I'm Timothy Murphy, and I am joined by the very Reverend Monsignor Robert Laliberte. I was Alan's literary partner for nearly four decades, and Father Bob holds the ancient title Censor Librorum, Censor of Books. A scholar of Hebrew, Greek, and Latin, it is his task to review Alan's work for the Catholic Church and award it the Nihil Obstat, which is Latin for no objection. David is the first poet in human history whom we know by name, and we regard him as the father of lyric poetry. I also regard him as the most influential of all poets, because his poems are revered as divine writ by 3.2 billion people, Jewish, Christian, and Islamic. David is an exceptionally gifted formal poet whose works are exactly structured in strophes and stitches that predate our lineation and stanzas. He employs assonance, which are like vowel sounds, alliteration, like consonant sounds, internal rhyme, exotic forms of parallelism, paronomasia. Think of that as a spiritually serious pun. Acrostics, in short, a dazzling array of formal devices. His rhetorical devices are equally sophisticated, but he has been singularly unfortunate in his translators in English. Catholics hear a reading from the Psalms about 355 days each year, yet the congregations to whom I read don't even think of David as a poet, because they hear him only in prose, lineated in some versions, such as the Revised Standard Version, glorious in the case of the King James Version, but nevertheless prose. My friend and mentor, Richard Wilbur, a church lector so devoted that he once read 40 days straight in Lent, and the great verse translator of our age, has lamented with me for many years our lack of an adequate formal translation. Alan Sullivan found God in his 60th year and died just short of his 62nd birthday. It was a foxhole conversion by a lifelong spiritual seeker who had struggled with cancer for several years. On Easter Sunday, 2009, he decided that as a thanks offering to God, he would translate the poems of King David, the poems that brought him to the Lord. He enlisted the support of Sri Cohen Zohar in Israel, a scholar of classical Hebrew and scion of the ancient priestly tribe. He finished the work on June 20th, 2010, and died shortly thereafter. This recording is intended to give you some notion of how the Sullivan metrical translations should sound, whether you are reading in private prayer or declaiming them from the ambo of your church. I shall read five of my favorite poems from Book One of the Psalms, and Monsignor Laliberte will conclude the tape by chanting in a Gregorian mode Psalm 139, my favorite of David's many masterpieces. We'll begin with Psalm 2, which Christians regard as prophetic, that is, they believe that the words of the Lord are addressed not to King David, but to his distant successor, our Redeemer, Lord Jesus Christ. Psalm 2. And this psalm is in trimeter, three-beat lines. Why are the nations seething and people murmuring vainly? Kings of the earth stand fast. Princes conspire together, banding against the Lord, against his anointed one. Let us break their bonds and cast aside their cords. Seated on high, he laughs. The Lord regards them with scorn, then speaks to them wrathfully, fills them with fear of his fury. I have set my anointed king on Zion, my holy mountain. I will repeat the edict. The Lord has said to me, "You are my son. Today I have begotten you. Ask me, and I will grant the nations for your portion, The utmost edge of the world shall be in your possession. You will break them with iron rod, smash them into pieces like potter's earthenware. Think carefully, you kings. Be warned, you judges on earth, and serve the Lord with awe. Be glad, but tremble also. Pay your homage sincerely, lest the Lord be angered, and you be swept from the path when his wrath is barely lit. Happy are all who shelter in him. The next psalm that we're going to do is the first one that Alan translated on Easter of 2009. It is the eighth psalm. And in it, a young David echoes the account of creation in the first book of the Bible, Genesis. It is an exceedingly beautiful lyric. And again, this one is in three-beat lines, iambic trimeter. Psalm 8, to the choir master for the Gittit, a psalm of David. Lord, our master, how great is your name on earth. Your glory outreaches the heavens. In the mouths of infants and sucklings, you put strength to silence your foes, the enemy bent on vengeance. I look to the heavens, your handwork, the moon and stars you have set. What is man that you mark him, or the son of man you endow? You have made him almost as God, bestowed on him glory and honor, granted him rule of your handwork. All things you have placed at his feet, all of the sheep and oxen, likewise the beasts of the field, birds of the air, fish of the seas, coursing the paths of the sea. Lord, our master, how great is your name on earth. Now we'll turn to 27. This Memorial Day, I was watching a videotape on the internet for the death of a young American captain, and his men in Afghanistan had stenciled on their helmets verse 3 of Psalm 27. Ever since then, I have thought of it as a soldier's psalm, and I would not like to meet those young men in battle. Here, Alan goes to heterometricity. He uses both 3 feet and 2-beat lines. Psalm 27 of David. The Lord is my light, my salvation. Who shall awe me? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Whom shall I fear? When the spoilers, my hateful foes, come to consume my flesh, they stumble and fall. Though an army encamp against me, I shall not be daunted. Though war be declared against me, I shall be unafraid. I have asked one boon of the Lord, I seek it still, that I dwell in the house of the Lord all my life's days, beholding the Lord's resplendence, visiting his temple. On the day of woe, his pavilion will conceal me. He will hide me in his tent flap. He has lifted me with his might. See, I hold my head higher than foes around me. Joyfully I will bring my gifts to your abode. I will chant and sing to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, the cry I voice. Have pity and answer me. My heart abjures me. Seek out your presence. Therefore I yearn for you, Lord. Hide not your visage from me, nor banish your servant in anger. You aided me. Turn not away. Forsake me not, my God of salvation. When father and mother depart me, the Lord will take me up. Instruct me, Lord, in your way. On the level path guide me, for I have been hated. Yield me not to the will of my foes. False witnesses rose against me, breathers of calumnies. Yet I believed I would see the good of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be brave. May your heart be steadied. Wait for the Lord. King David wrote in 2-, 3-, and 4-beat lines. And Alan does not follow King David's choices. He has to find a tune that works to get David's matter across in English for each psalm that he undertakes to translate. This next psalm is written in Demeter, 2-beat lines, which is the hardest one to write. And it begins as one of our great penitential psalms, but turns into a song of joy. Psalm 32, to the choir master, a psalm of David, a maskil. Happy is he whose trespass is pardoned, whose sin is expunged. Happy the man in whom the Lord will discern no vices, whose nature is guileless. When I held back, my bones decayed. I groaned through the days. By day and night, your hand was heavy. My marrow dried in the summer drought. Selah. I yielded my sin, admitted my fault. I said, I confess my offense to the Lord, and you have forgiven the fault of my sin. Selah. May the reverent entreat you and find you in time. You shall not be reached when floodwaters surge. You are my shelter. You shield me from woe. You encompass me with songs of salvation. Selah. I will guide you and teach you the way you should go. I will counsel you. My eye is upon you. Do not be the horse, do not be the mule, who cannot perceive, whose mouth must be tamed with bridle and bit, for they would not near you. Many afflictions befall the wicked, but he who places his trust in the Lord is wrapped in kindness. Be glad in the Lord, rejoice, you righteous, and shout for joy, you upright at heart. The Bible does not attribute Psalm 33 to David, but most scholars assume that it is his. It picks up with "Rejoice in the Lord, you righteous," just where we left off in Psalm 32. In this case, Alan casts the first five verses in 3-beat lines, and then the next 7 verses in 4-beat lines, and then reverts to 3-beat lines for the coda at the end of the poem. Psalm 33. Rejoice in the Lord, you righteous, the praise of the just is fitting. Adore the Lord with the harp, strum on the 10-stringed lyre. Sing a new song to the Lord, play it with skill and verve, for the word of the Lord is pure, and all that he does will endure. He loves justice and judgment, the earth abounds with his grace. By the word of the Lord was the firmament made. From the breath of his mouth sprang heavenly hosts. He gathered the sea waters, rounded them out. He vaulted the deep to hold them like treasures. Let the whole world revere the Lord. Let earth's dwellers be struck with awe. He spoke, all was. He enjoined, all stood. The Lord annuls the designs of nations. He frustrates human contrivances. The Lord's design endures forever, his heart's intention for all generations. Blessed the people whose God is the Lord, the nation granted inheritance. The Lord looks down from heaven, beholding the sons of men. From his dwelling place he presides over the dwellers on earth. He formed their hearts alike. He assesses all their deeds. No king will be reprieved by the hugeness of his host. No mighty fighter saved by strength, however great. A horse is a phantom of safety. Its vigor secures no escape. The Lord's eye lights on the reverent, on those who yearn for his goodness, to rescue their souls from death, to keep them alive in famine. Our soul has awaited the Lord. He is our help and shield. Our heart will rejoice in the Lord, for we trusted his holy name. Bestow your grace, O Lord, in accord with our yearning for you. Now we will conclude this tape with Monsignor Robert Laliberte singing in a Gregorian mode Psalm 139.
Psalm 139. Lord, you seek me and know me. You watch when I sit, when I rise. You sense my thoughts from afar. You find where I go, where I pause. You fathom all of my ways. Not a word crosses my tongue, but, Lord, you know what I say. You beset me behind and ahead. The palm of your hand constrains me. Such knowledge is daunting to me. It is noble, I cannot attain it. Where shall I fly from your spirit? Where shall I flee from your presence? If I rise into heaven, you, if I sink into Sheol, you, if I ride the wings of the dawn, or abide on the uttermost sea, there also your hand will guide me. Your right hand will grip me. If I say, darkness surely will hide me, night will be bright about me. Darkness dims nothing for you. Night shines forth as day. For you the two are alike, the darkness and the light. You formed me inwardly, contained in my mother's womb. I extend my thanks to you. I am awesomely, wonderfully made. Your works are marvelous. My soul knows very well. My substance was clear to you, though formed in secrecy, configured deep in the earth. You saw my unformed self. In your book all is reckoned. My days were shaped already, though none had yet transpired. How dear to me are your thoughts, O God, how huge their sum! They are numberless as sand. Were I to count them all, I would find at the end you. If only you would slay the wicked ones, O God, be off, you bloody men. They speak of you deceitfully, taking your name in vain. Do I not hate your foes, Lord? I quarrel with those who oppose you. I hate them with perfect loathing. I count them as enemies. Seek me, God, search my heart, interpret me, perceive my thoughts. See if I keep a wicked streak that grieves you. Guide my way in the world.